Okay, so yeah, we will be speaking English in English for this session, but yeah, that is a translation for who needs that, including us. So I'm Lorenzo Losa, username Laurentius on the Wikimedia projects. I'm Italian. I came from Milano. I've been on Wikimedia projects for a long time, mostly Italian Wikipedia, Wikidata, and the Italian chapter, Wikimedia Italy. And since last year, I'm part of the board of trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation.
Hello, my name is Natalia Tymkiv, and I am chair of the board of the Wikimedia Foundation. I am a Ukrainian Wikipedian. Currently, I'm based in Israel because of all the complexities in the world. And I can speak Ukrainian to you, but I would assume that you, not all of you at least, speak. So the English language, unfortunately, would be the language that we can work together in. I'm a Wikipedian. I also am involved in Wiki Loves Monuments as a volunteer, Wiki Loves Earth and other projects, and also in CEE region. This is my first time here. I'm assuming it's also Renzo's first time here. So thank you for having us.
Thank you. In this session, we will have first a short video, a couple of minutes that explain how the board of the Wikimedia Foundation works. Then we will take 5 to 10 minutes to talk about recent milestones of the board, and all the rest of the session will be devoted to your questions and our attempts to answer. So let's start with the video.
When I see this formal question, what is the ontological meaning of words and how does it fit with existential meaning of life? But how does it work?
The main role of the board is to guide the organization.
Directs the foundation, hires the CEO.
Figure out people issues. Make sure the foundation stays on track with the mission.
To hold its management accountable.
The financials that support it are sound and are sustainable.
Board is not the management of the foundation.
The typical approach is our noses are in, our fingers are out.
As the CEO, I work very closely with the Board of Trustees that helps us ensure that we fulfill the mission and the vision of Wikimedia.
I was asked by the community to represent it on the board. I always say yes when people ask me to do something.
To me, it's the highest way of serving a community and an organization that I align with so much.
Learning from professionals, top professionals in the world.
Say it again with the same energy. It was inspiring, but slower.
So everyone that I've met, all the relationships I've built.
Community with many different aspects and facets.
The people that I get to, the opportunity to work alongside with.
Literally in every corner of the world.
I wanted to be a part of the board because I felt it is important to bring in human rights expertise and the challenges that come with making knowledge accessible in countries where censorship is the norm.
Oh, look at that!
We are the good guys and the good gals.
Wikipedia today, it really is part of the infrastructure of the world.
We need talent. We need people with fresh ideas.
We need community members from underrepresented populations.
So if there are people who are willing to put forth their talent, then they are welcome.
If you want to get more involved, the easiest thing to do is to read Wikipedia.
Do you have a specific skill set?
I could help with PR. I could help with. There's so many roles within the movement that there's always a place to get started in.
And then you can decide for yourself, is this something I'm interested in? Is this something I might want to do? It's time for us to have another election, and we need a diverse range of people with different perspectives, different skills, different education, different experience, different approaches to join our board.
Ідіть на вибори, мійте вплив на те, що мені діяло.
Ми всі є частинкою руху Вікімедія.
תודה רבה על התמיכה.
Even on the page of the session today, there were some people asking questions about us not, whether we are not afraid of becoming redundant, because people need now other ways of getting content to them, like videos. So that was our way of showing, yeah, we tried to use other means of reaching to people. So this is the pictures of the Wikimedia Foundation board. We are quite diverse in that way that we even have people whose picture we cannot put on board. So for the first time, we in this, as a board, met just like everybody else after COVID this March. That was also for us a way to see each other's feet. We first got used to each other seeing only on the screen, like everybody else. So we wanted to briefly talk about our main milestones for the year that was. That was hiring the CEO, Mariana Iskander, and who is the only employee of the board. Basically, it's not as if the board, some of you may know if you are serving on the boards of affiliates, this is the only employee that the board has. we, as was mentioned in the video, we are trying not to micromanage the organization. We are not supposed to manage the organization. We are supposed to think about strategy and what we are, where we are moving as the organization. So this year we also passed an annual plan budget for Wikimedia Foundation, and the major decision was to slow in growth because the Wikimedia Foundation grew its budget by 30% over the last few years and hired like more than 200 people over the last few years. The main decision was to not have it increased budget. The overall budget, of course, increased arithmetically, but that's mostly due to the inflation and also to bigger support to Wikidata in grants and also bigger supports to affiliates in grants. Apart from that, that was the only growth planned. Currently, the Wikimedia Foundation is thinking about kind of taking a stock of what we have, of the resources that we have, and figuring out what we should change in our approaches. And one of the also things that Wikimedia Foundation board currently is monitoring is Universal Code of Conduct. That was one of the things changed this year, changes to the Universal Code of Conduct, removing a note about race, ethnicity, not to be mentioned there because community members felt that this is not something that should be even used. And
yeah, the board is composed currently by 12 people, organized in from different selected in different ways. Five of them are directly appointed by the board itself. One is Jimmy, and the other six are elected by the community. We have just had our latest elections a couple of months ago, and we are in the process of appointing the new trustees that have been selected by the community. Shani, which was already a trustee, and Mike Pill. We can move forward. We have also looking at the other side, so appointed board members, we have recently, less than 1 year ago, appointed a new person to fill a gap that we saw in the board. So we wanted someone with a strong technical and executive experience on the board because, you know, we are operating one of the 10 on a website in the top 10 in the world. So technical expertise is not useless. And in turn, Luis, the person that we selected, has helped the board and Mariana to select our new chief and product and technology officer, Celina Deckerman, which is the person in the staff that is overseeing all the product and tech in the foundation, which is like more than half of the whole foundation. And looking a bit more on how the board works and on self-reflection of the board, a few years ago there has been a governance review. So the board asked, with the support of a consultant, to review how it is working. There were some recommendations that have been in the process of implementing for the last few years. Recently, we have had a check of the status of those implementations, and we are continuously trying to go forward on that path. So that was an overview on a high level of some of the key things that we have done in the last year. And yeah, for the rest of the time, we are waiting for your questions. And I will take this one because I may need it.
Alors, bonjour, je suis Aristide Kouamé de la Côte d'Ivoire et moi j'ai une question, c'est par rapport au blocage des usernames, voilà, et des adresses IP lorsque nous faisons des contributions sur Wikipédia et les autres projets frais. Parce que depuis l'année dernière, c'est un problème vraiment sur lequel nous avons rebondi plusieurs fois. Mais je vois que le problème persiste. Alors, j'aimerais savoir ce que la Fondation fait réellement pour pallier à ce problème-là. Parce que c'est vraiment dérangeant d'animer une formation et tu es en train d'initier des personnes qui sont nouvelles, voilà, et tu veux les amener à intégrer le mouvement. Et pendant que tu es en train de les former, ces personnes-là, après la formation, quand ils essaient de contribuer, ils voient que leur adresse IP où leurs usernames sont bloqués. Voilà. Et quand ils te remontent vraiment l'information, c'est avec un découragement qu'ils te remontent cette information-là. Et nous, comme ça, qui les avons formés, vraiment, on se retrouve face à cette impuissance de vraiment les répondre. Voilà. Parce qu'ils cherchent à savoir pourquoi est-ce qu'ils ont été bloqués, pourquoi est-ce qu'ils n'arrivent pas à faire tant, mais nous, on ne sait pas quoi leur dire. Donc, face à ce problème-là, j'aimerais savoir ce que la Fondation est réellement en train de faire pour qu'on puisse vraiment ne plus avoir ce genre de désagréments lors des formations. Merci.
Sorry, there was some problem and the translation didn't get to us. I understand that the question is something about IP and username blocks for the new users. But I didn't get the detail of the questions.
Okay. En fait, quand on...
No, the problem is translation. I didn't get the translation.
Qu'est-ce que je fais?
Il y a un problème de traduction.
Ah, okay. Ah, donc j'attends, c'est ça. Allons.
Donc...
So the question was about IPs and usernames, user accounts in Africa. And the problem is that they have a short number of IPs and most of them are blocked. So when they have workshops, when they want to welcome new users, when they want to perform their workshops, and then after the workshops, of course, these users are blocked by default because the IPs are blocked. So he wants to know what could be the solution, what the Wikimedia Foundation could do about this, since they have raised that question many times.
Aussi, je tiens à préciser que ce ne sont pas les nouveaux seulement, parce que moi-même qui suis un contributeur expérimenté, j'ai eu à être bloqué également.
And the same applies for experienced
users as well. Lors des différentes formations que j'ai eu à animer. Et donc, j'ai remonté l'information à un membre de la fondation pour lui dire, mais je ne comprends pas, je suis expérimenté, on me bloque, je n'arrive pas à contribuer, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Et ils m'ont dit que c'est vraiment pas leur faute et que c'est dû à un bot. Bon, je ne sais pas trop. Voilà, donc moi, j'aimerais savoir réellement ce que la fondation fait pour qu'on n'ait plus à rencontrer ce genre de problème-là. Parce que c'est décourageant pour les nouveaux. Ils viennent, ils apprennent et quand ils veulent contribuer après, ils se retrouvent bloqués pour des histoires d'adresses IPI et tout ça, et on n'arrive pas à leur donner des réponses concrètes face à cela.
Voilà. Yeah, this is a problem that has been, as you say, has been surfaced many times. I was a couple of weeks ago in Wiki Indaba, the regional event for the African community, probably different of you were there, and also in that place the same question was made, and it's clear that it is a real problem for many people. From my understanding, the issue comes from a mix of technical and policy issues. So both on the tools that are available for fight vandalism and the way in which people are doing that in practice internationally. I am not able to understand what is really the point where we can act. I'm quite confident that we can work both on the technical side to get better tools and on the policy side to get the global community to adapt the policies to this need. And yeah, well, I hear you. It's something that I've heard from different people, and I understand it's a real concern that is affecting many people.
As a volunteer who has also been organizing workshops, not as a board member, that's not part of our mandate or our portfolio. We would usually, if we know that we are going to have a workshop, we would try to get people to register in advance and cooperate with an administrator, or if you have people who are delivering the workshop, be an administrator, as in my case. We would just give people a chance to be registered before and have the exemption from the IP blocking. If there is a system which works against you, you usually would try to find ways which can help you move on with what you need without trying to move mountains around you. The issue is really complex because it's not only technical. There are projects even now who are talking, and there is a research being done now about IP, not allowing editing projects from IPs, because the research shows that in some projects, in some countries' languages, it actually reduces the vandalism quite a lot. So it actually might be, after some point, that the whole Wikimedia movement would decide to move from IP editing directly without registering at all. So at the moment, it's not something that can be addressed just like, you know, for everyone or one case or one ring to rule them all.
Thanks for your answer. I would like to follow with another difficult question, so sorry for that, but on a different topic. Thanks to the 2030 strategy, the Wikimedia movement is going under very radical changes. It could be more or less important depending on the charter. But the Wikimedia Foundation could be radically shrinking in some scenarios. What is your position as board members on this case where the Wikimedia Foundation will definitely shrink and be less powerful with a more important balance of powers within the Wikimedia movement?
The goal of the whole strategy process is to have a more effective and forward-looking way of structuring the movement. And that's aligned with the mission and goal of the Wikimedia Foundation. So the result is that it's better to have a smaller Wikimedia Foundation or to split the Wikimedia Foundation in multiple organizations or whatever, that will be the direction that we will be taking. And it's there is no reason why we should be against that. I mean, the goal of the Wikimedia Foundation is to support the Wikimedia movement, so that will be in the way that that we have to. Of course, if the decision will be to have a smaller Wikimedia Foundation or to subdivide the Wikimedia Foundation, there will be a transition, and that transition might be difficult and may take a lot of time. But yeah, we are talking about 2030, so we can plan and we have time to see what the strategy process will bring us.
It's any boards, I guess, difficult moment when you are responsible for the organization, but you are also responsible for the mission, and the mission trumps the your other responsibilities, meaning that if it is better to make changes, even drastic ones, they would need to be made. Otherwise, the board members would not be performing their fiduciary duties. But as Lorenzo mentioned, any change would need to be responsible and done at a pace which is possible. It's not as if we can just wake up on January 1st and say, we are not Elon Musk, so we can't just say that half of Wikimedia Foundation staff are going to be fired or not have access. Or, I don't know, half of the projects are going to be closed because we do not have enough budget to support every language, you know. So any change would need to be done responsibly and at a responsible pace, and making sure that whatever functions of the organization exist, and if they are needed for the movement, they should be either delegated to somebody, or they should be transferred to somebody, or we need to find partners in the open movement that are able to perform them. So,
okay, no, moi je l'ai, je l'ai. Okay, je voudrais faire un commentaire. D'abord sur ce que tu as dit, et puis ensuite j'ai une question pour le conseil. Le commentaire rapidement, juste pour l'amusement, quand j'ai été en Afrique à Wikindaba, je me suis retrouvée bloquée aussi. Donc, donc j'étais aussi bloquée indéfiniment, et j'ai fait une demande aussi au steward pour être débloquée, et puis ben, il s'est passé quelques jours avant que je me retrouve débloquée, quand je suis rentrée en France. Voilà, donc... Les trois choses que je voulais juste mentionner, c'est qu'en fait, il y a trois problèmes particuliers. Il y en a sur lesquels ils peuvent rien faire et d'autres où ils peuvent faire quelque chose. Le premier problème, c'est qu'on a un problème au niveau des stewards qui sont actuellement en charge de tout ça, avec certains qui ont une attitude un peu de cow-boy. Et la bonne nouvelle, c'est que les prochaines élections, c'est en janvier. Donc, vous pouvez aller exprimer votre opinion sur le sujet. Et peut-être que certaines personnes pourraient aussi se proposer pour renouveler un peu le pool des stewards actuels. Ils sont quand même nombreux, ils sont 40. Donc, c'est quand même assez hallucinant que des demandes de déblocage prennent des semaines quand ils sont 40. Donc là, on peut faire quelque chose et c'est sans eux. La deuxième chose, par contre, c'est que les stewards, les pauvres, ils ont des outils complètement pourris. C'est-à-dire qu'ils ont, ils ne sont pas outillés pour pouvoir gérer correctement le fonctionnement. Donc oui, ils sont 40, oui, ils bossent pas forcément très rapidement, mais c'est qu'ils n'ont pas les moyens. Et là, par contre, il faut impérativement qu'on fasse pression pour qu'ils aient enfin ce qui leur est nécessaire pour pouvoir travailler. Et là, on peut faire quelque chose. Alors moi, j'avais ouvert il y a quelques mois une page, je remettrai le lien à nouveau dans les 2 mois à venir, sur lesquels on peut raconter, de témoigner de ce problème-là. Peut-être qu'une solution aussi pourrait être de lancer une lettre avec signature pour faire une demande, pour essayer d'appuyer encore un peu le poids. Il y a peut-être d'autres choses pour le rappeler, mais ce qui est important, c'est que Mariana est complètement au courant du problème. On lui répète à peu près tous les mois. Donc elle sait, maintenant il faut que ça arrive à bouger. La bonne nouvelle, c'est qu'ils ont embauché récemment une personne qui est responsable des aspects tech. Donc on peut espérer que les choses vont bouger à un moment donné. Le troisième point, par contre, il est plus délicat, c'est que les systèmes de blocage des personnes par IP sont vraiment à bout de souffle. On est techniquement, ça c'est des trucs qui marchaient il y a 10 ans, mais là avec les proxys, etc., c'est en fait notre technique pour bloquer les gens, les vandales, est plus la bonne. Et il faut trouver une nouvelle méthode, il faut trouver des nouveaux systèmes. Et ça, ce n'est pas évident. Ça va être compliqué, ça va prendre du temps. Donc nous, on peut agir au moins sur la première partie. Et c'est maintenir la pression. Donc tu as raison de la maintenir, il faut continuer de la maintenir. Parce que ce n'est pas résolu le problème. Mais voilà, eux, ils sont assez limités sur ce qu'ils peuvent faire. Bon, now I have a question for you. I actually already discussed it briefly with you yesterday about that. But I would like to raise the issue publicly. It's the fonds de dotation, the second entity that gets the money from the Wikimedia Foundation, millions of dollars being transferred there, with a board which is self. The first members were appointed by the board of Wikimedia Foundation. The following ones are self-appointed, which is from a governance perspective just absolutely terrible. And this structure is not only saving money for bad times, but is also spending money, millions, on other entities without any of us being somehow involved in the selection of which organization we support. I think it's very weird that we're talking so much of governance and protection and everything, and this entity seems to be completely on the side. So I would like to hear you tell us whether you are aware of the situation and if this is a question, something of concern to the board at the moment, and if you're in any way discussing the issue and trying to maybe orient the things in a different directions. And just for them who are not aware, this is a separate entity from the Wikimedia Foundation, and money is transferred to this entity, not just a few euros, a lot of money. Je vais peut-être le répéter en français, en fait, c'est plus simple. Je me confonds. En fait, il y a un fonds de dotation qui a été créé. Donc, c'est une structure juridique qui est à part de la Fondation Wikimedia, qui existe déjà depuis quelques années et dont l'objectif est de récupérer une partie de l'argent collecté via les levées de fonds et les gros donateurs pour mettre de l'argent de côté au cas où, dans le futur, on ait plus de difficultés à collecter de l'argent, ce qui, sur le fond, n'est pas une mauvaise idée. Le problème, c'est que d'une part, cette structure, elle ne se contente pas de garder l'argent, mais elle le dépense aussi. Donc, elle finance des projets. Et bien entendu, ça ne passe pas par le Grand Committee ou quoi que ce soit. Hein. C'est décidé par cette structure. Et la deuxième chose, c'est que les membres du conseil d'administration de cette structure, les premiers ont été nommés par le board. Il y a par exemple Jimmy Wales. Et puis, les suivants, en fait, ils s'auto-appointent. Donc, ils appointent des gens. Donc, ça, pareil, ça passe complètement à côté de toute élection par la communauté. Donc, c'est un truc à part. C'est assez traditionnel dans les structures américaines, mais des structures américaines type Google, pas des structures type Wikimedia. Donc ma question, c'est est-ce que c'est un truc qui est discuté ou est-ce qu'en fait ils laissent vivre en attendant que se passe quelque chose, je sais pas. Non, on peut leur demander. I suggest we also ask them the type of project you fund through this entity.
Okay, so at entity we are talking about is the Wikimedia Endowment. An endowment is a thing that is much more common in the US than in Europe. So it's an organization which has some assets and it's investing them, generating a revenue for the long term. So it's a piece, from the point of view of the Wikimedia movement, it's something that can generate some revenue for the long term. So to reduce, let's say, the need for yearly fundraising. That doesn't mean that next year we won't have a fundraising. This is just like probably 3% of the current budget, but can help in the future if there is a problem with fundraising or just to reduce that need. The endowment is being set up as a separate organization, which is technically legally independent from Wikimedia Foundation, which is not something new. All chapters and affiliates are technically independent from the Wikimedia Foundation. The fact that it is independent is also for legal reasons, especially the fact that you don't want that lawsuit to one of the organization can create a problem for the other organization. Actually, quite similar to the situation with Chapter. You want to?
Yeah. Just imagine Wikimedia Foundation as an American organization is because of some problem. A chapter that they received a grant went against U.S. sanctions and transferred money to one of the organizations or countries where the sanctions are in force. The Wikimedia Foundation technically can be, the assets can be frozen and then everything might collapse. That's why for legal reasons, that should be a separate organization in order for that. Then this organization, instead of investing the assets, $100 million that were set aside in order for them not to invest them to get more money for the rainy day, they would need to take those money and support the servers or whatever is needed for the time being that the Wikimedia Foundation is figuring out what is the legal strategy, how can it be, how the case can be defended in court and everything else, just for you to understand the thinking around this separate entity.
So that means that while it was set up by the Wikimedia Foundation, we cannot say that the Wikimedia Foundation nominates the board of the Wikimedia Endowment. That will not be legally working. At the same time, in the board of the endowment, we do have people that came from the community. At this time, the Wikimedia Endowment board has two members from which are Wikimedians. They are Phoebe Ayers and Patricio Lorente, which both are former trustee of the Wikimedia Foundation. And also, there is Jimmy Wales, which is, the founder. So we know who is there. The other people came from outside the movement and have more a role in helping the fundraising and helping the legal structure to work.
One more thing about endowment. So there are people who say own something or want to or can donate some amount of money. The this thing of donating money, I forgot the English word for that, in your will. In your will, you can
mention legacy.
So you can mention that this is the organization, or this is the project, or this is the foundation that I want to transfer my money to after I die. So the Wikimedia Endowment also has more interest for people to donate to endowment. This is more in the culture of the US Americans, I guess, to donate to something which is not operating, which is not now operating with money, but in like in perpetuity, like to think about that for the future. So in a way, there can be like more money technically in that entity if all of those people die. There can be also less money or no money if those people lose all of their assets, and then their will is not actually going to produce anything. Just for you also to understand that it's because the Wikimedia Foundation is an American NGO, they are also operating in how American NGOs do. And a big portion of that is their culture and how it's done there.
Yeah, I come from Italy, and in Italy I know very, very few endowments, generally linked to bank foundations. In the US, on the other side, it's very common. So most of the big organizations, big charities have some kind of endowment. Many of them have some kind of endowment, especially the very big ones. The other point you were mentioning is was around how the money from the endowment is being spent. Now, the endowment, the creation of the endowment started 5-6 years ago, I think 2016. And it's only now it's starting to have its separate organization. Before that, it was on a fund which was deposited in, an, in another organization. So far, it has never disbursed any money. It may start to do so soon or not soon. I mean, that's a decision that it's being discussed by the endowment board. In any case, when they will, those will be grants given according to the Wikimedia Endowment bylaws, which is being part of the Wikimedia Wikimedia movement, will be aligned with the Wikimedia movement structure. So most likely, those grants will go to Wikimedia organization, either to support operation or to invest or to make investment for the future.
One of the things discussed is to use the grants that they are going to, like the money, the excess money that they are going to get from investment, the funds that they have, would be to invest in innovation. So because Wikimedia Foundation is so entrenched in keeping the lights on, the innovation part is more difficult to fund and more difficult to explain what you want to do. So that might be a way to also fund some new things happening, like new tools for stewards or maybe something else that can be done. But it's mostly about that, that other things to fund than the regular annual budget of Wikimedia Foundation, something new. And we, as a board of Wikimedia Foundation, are going to have a meeting, in-person meeting, with the board of endowment in New York, together with our meeting, because we want to finalize, to co-align the strategy of funding and how we are thinking about that. They were not a separate organization before, But now that they are taking off, this is also like a meeting for us to have. And we have also invited the members of the MCDC, Movement Charter Drafting Committee, to attend the meeting if they want to or can. That's the extent of the answer.
Bonjour, Thierry, TCY sur les projets. Merci beaucoup d'être là. Ma question porte sur la lettre ouverte actuellement sur Commons, dont je suis un des signataires, pour signaler à la Fondation l'obsolescence et les nombreux bugs que connaît Commons. Donc ma question, enfin il y avait deux questions, c'est qu'est-ce que comment la Fondation et le board peuvent réagir par rapport à cette lettre ouverte, et est-ce qu'il n'est pas dommage que la communauté soit obligée de faire une lettre ouverte alors qu'elle a déjà signalé ces nombreux bugs et l'obsolescence de ce projet, enfin de la structure qui héberge ce projet. Merci.
I'm going to start on a higher level, but those of you who do have the product and technology experience, please bear with me. I'm not a technology and product experienced person. I'm just going to explain in human speak. Our technological platform basically has not been changed for a lot of years. And what we do, we are adding more projects with the same. So it's kind of like having the same system, like MediaWiki, that we are the same wikis, that we are kind of hacking into being more or less suitable for very different purposes. Wikisource, Wikimedia Commons, Wiktionary, they all want actually something different. But we have been building a house where we would just add things to it without thinking how it's going to work together over the course of a lot of years. And I can tell that at the moment, no one can even guarantee that this can continue like that and for how long. So now the decision to combine product and technology department was not out of the blue. It was the understanding that these two departments should work together, because whatever product was trying to develop, the technology was like, you can't do that. And whatever the technology was doing, the product was like, you can't stop us from doing that. We want new shiny things. People want new instruments, and we can't give them. I mean, we can with some band-aids. So what Selena is doing since she joined, and for at least a few next month, she is assessing and evaluating the systems overall. That technically means that the Wikimedia Foundation is now working on keeping the lights on, like literally, and not trying to add anything else, like any other complexities to the projects, because we might need to change everything. Just like we had for Wikidata something new, we might also think that something new would be needed for some projects, like Wikimedia Commons, which is actually not very the current wiki system is not suitable for Wikimedia Commons. So the only thing that I can tell you now is that March, April, we are awaiting from Selena an assessment about what should be done, what can be changed, and what is our strategy going to be. Because for this like past 20 years, there was no strategy. There was only decisions on the go, only decisions on now we need to do something. And we need to do it now because there is another open letter demanding something. And if we don't do it, we are going to have another crisis. We do need time, for those of us who understand technology and product, and that's not me, to figure out if we really need to, we need to stop, pause, and reassess and then decide what we actually what we have to do, what we can do, and what is possible. That's why there would be no, and there can't be any promises of what we can work on now before we actually figure it out. And also in terms of how much resources we need, human resources, technology, money, that's like a high level answer to your questions that Wikimedia Commons is one of the projects that Wikimedia Foundation is now looking at, one of the very important projects, like strategy-wise. But because of lack of strategic thinking around how we grew overall in the movement, we can't take that on board for the next few months, definitely.
So, I will ask my question in French first, then in English. So, no need for translation. Ma question porte sur le format textuel de la connaissance, qu'on a tous l'habitude, on écrit tous des choses. Et ça n'a plus d'intérêt pour les nouvelles générations, c'est constaté de plus en plus. Dans le même temps, tous les contenus concernant la création, la fabrication, la bidouille, le réparer, faire ensemble, coopérer, c'est de plus en plus demandé sur Internet. YouTube nous a le créneau, Wikiao et Wikifab par exemple, qui sont beaucoup plus proches de nous, nous ont également devancé. Donc on n'est pas équipé pour accueillir ce genre de choses, alors que c'est très demandé. Donc moi, la question que je vais poser, c'est que faire pour que le mouvement Wikimedia ne soit plus largué et que ce ne soit pas un truc de vieux. So my question is about the text-based format of knowledge we use that is no longer of interest for new generations. And at the same time, we have a lot of people asking for contents about creating, making, thinking, creating together, cooperating. It's not something we are good at. YouTube took it from us. We have wiki-based or wiki-like formats, which are WikiHow or WikiFab. They are doing that instead of us doing it. We aren't equipped to welcome this kind of project. So I'd like to know what the Wikimedia movement can do in order not to remain behind and being, you know, the thing for old people.
Well, I think one part of the problem here is linked again to the fact that we are using the same tool for everything. So we have using Media Wiki, which is great, but it's great for one specific thing, which is collaboratively editing a text. And we don't have a good way to do anything else. I mean, we can upload photos on Commons, that's okay. But if you think about videos, it starts becoming much more difficult, both from a technical point of view, because the tool we have is not good for that. And also, I'm not sure how we can adapt our models to that, because editing together a video is much more difficult than editing together together a text. So yeah, I think we have two levels of problems. One is technical, related to the tools, and the other one is how we work together.
Yeah, very quickly, I mentioned YouTube because it's the go-to place for these kind of things. But WikiHow, for instance, is not hosting videos. Mm-hmm. They are not just making tutorials. You add images and then short comment. We are not tooled to have this. So we can have something simpler that is less data-consuming and energy-consuming than videos. But we are not good at it, so should we do it?
If your question is in essence asking if we are afraid that we are becoming not relevant and not relevant quickly, the short answer is yes. I prefer text, like personally I prefer text, but none of the younger ones that I know is actually keen on text. We need to change ways, but in order to do that, we need to understand what we have already, what we need to do, in order to keep it up, and what drastic changes we might need to do. And every time we hear the word changes in the Wikimedia movement, it's going to, it's like, oh, it's so much work to change. Yeah, let's just continue for another year and then let's see. Maybe something will, I don't know, a meteorite or something.
I will ask my question in French as there is a professional translator. It will be easier for both of us. So ma question est à propos de des logiciels libres. Nous sommes, pour moi, c'est une valeur importante du mouvement. Nous soutenons les logiciels libres. Nous sommes un logiciel libre. Nous devons donc aller dans ce sens. Vous avez signalé un petit peu avant le management toxique d'Elon Musk, qui est une vraie honte. En ce sens, est-ce que le mouvement Wikimedia doit rester sur Twitter ou doit-il le quitter au profit de Mastodon? Et si oui, est-ce que vous allez soutenir l'instance existante wikis.world ou est-ce que vous envisagez sinon de créer une instance spécifique sur Wikimedia? Et je pense que c'est important puisque une des critiques fortes de la Fondation est qu'elle n'utilise pas assez les logiciels libres. Et d'ailleurs, c'est une remarque, si vous pouvez aller vers plus de libres, ça serait mieux.
Well, first of all, I definitely support using free software. The Wikimedia Foundation is using free software for all its product very clearly. Not necessarily for all other things that it does, which is always a bit of a pain. In a situation like, I mean, on questions like, should we keep using Twitter or in general, should we use Twitter or some other place? The real problem on that is not what we use, but what other people use. So which audience, I mean, we don't really need to be on any social platform actually. We are there when we want to reach a certain audience. So the question is whether the audience that we are wanting to reach is on one platform or another. If we go on Mastodon, that's good, of course. The point is that probably on Mastodon you will mostly find people who are free software enthusiasts or people that are in our circle. Great people to stay connected with, but it's already our circle. We will miss a large part of the rest of the world. I mean, yeah, that's I think a trade-off for everyone to consider.
Nous pouvons encore bénéficier d'une petite dizaine de minutes. Donc, n'hésitez pas à poser vos questions si vous en avez encore.
De préférence en anglais ou en français?
D'accord. La question va être en anglais et je ferai un tout petit résumé en français après. It's a question about mostly Louisiana. The Wiki Convention is about French language communities. Yes, there is one big chapter that is missing here and in the Wiki Franco board, Wikimedia USA, which will include French-speaking members from Louisiana and other French-speaking minorities in the USA. Management of this territory is split. Management chapters of and help in this territory is split between two city chapters in New York and Washington DC, and then the International Foundation. None of them in the mostly French-speaking array. The foundation itself has its resources and attention divided as consequences. So I have a few questions. How to support knowledge, free knowledge, and create partnerships and workshops from many language minorities in the USA, for example, the French-speaking one? without a Wikimedia USA, and if the foundation is aware of such issues, how to fix it, and if the Wikimedia USA chapter being a discussed topic, and what will be needed to make it be, and finally, has the foundation thought about becoming only international and only not being more, being less involved into purely US things. Oui, donc un petit résumé français, c'est qu'il y a un petit souci, c'est que les pour toute initiative pour les minorités francophones aux États-Unis, bah, c'est un peu compliqué actuellement parce qu'ils sont bien loin de tout ce qui est les chapters de la côte est des États-Unis ou de la côte ouest ou de le support de la côte ouest. Et donc, ben, il y a trois acteurs différents, c'est un peu le bazar. Donc, est-ce qu'il y aurait une Wikimedia USA de prévu?
Thank you for the question. So we do have examples of countries which are vast and have a lot of regional differences where the chapters didn't really work out. That would be India and that would be Australia, where it's very difficult to convene, where it's very difficult to have work together. For that reason, at least that's what I heard, envisioning something like Wikimedia USA would be difficult and may not work out because the country is quite divided. The country is quite big, and it would be easier for people to unite around some regional language ideas more easily than creating a monster chapter. The Wikimedia Foundation is based in the USA as an American organization, in part also to be able to protect the projects because the American law is better suited for the platform provider. So becoming an international organization would not be beneficial. At least currently, before Wikimedia, before the USA would change the laws to less beneficial, there is no thinking of changing the legal playfield because we need to protect the platform. Whatever else our work may be, the legal status for now better to be in Florida and California. The Wikimedia Foundation has been trying to stay out of working on content, unless it's some big partnerships. It's not its job, basically. If you are trying to, at the same time, work on 20 different tasks, you are never going to perform well in some of them. So the Wikimedia Foundation's intentions are not becoming a Wikimedia US chapter or perform any role regionally. At least now. Also, before COVID, I would have agreed with you that maybe it might be difficult to reach somebody in Louisiana. Now I can tell you that I do not see any problem with somebody organizing the whole event from wherever they are with good internet, making advertisements on whatever social platform you want about having a workshop, which is also going to be recorded and performed online. And you can reach people, you can, I don't know, aim it at Louisiana state and have people see, oh yeah, there is something happening because there is this cool or these cool people from, I don't know, all over the world who are going to speak in my language and who are going to give me a training. And after I am more interested, maybe there would be a follow-up or something like that. I am now relocated from Ukraine in Israel, and I can tell you that if a refugee can think about organizing an educational workshop or something for other Ukrainian refugees in a country very different from her own, I don't really see this as a problem that requires creating a chapter, an organization, or even a lot of money. Yeah.
C'est bon.
Il nous reste 3 minutes pour une dernière question, merci.
Je suis désolé. J'ai le souvenir qu'il y a peu, la fondation voulait changer de nom pour devenir Wikipedia Foundation. Et je voulais savoir si elle était redevenue Wikimedia Foundation. Ou pour le demander autrement, qu'est-ce que vous souhaitez mettre en place pour collecter les besoins des petites communautés et qu'on arrête de dire Wikipédia et autres projets et reconnaisse davantage l'existence d'une douzaine de projets dont la plupart n'ont bénéficié d'aucun développement logiciel depuis leur fondation.
Yeah. Thank you. Specifically because the Wikimedia movement and Wikimedia Foundation were not really strategic about how they were building up and growing, we do have projects where we just sister projects usually, where we do just give the hosting, basically, and that's it. So this is a recognized problem, but the reality does dictate that first you are going to anyway invest in projects which are going to bring more more investments or more sense, like Wikidata and Wikimedia Commons. Wikisource, of course, is also on the radar, but probably later. A lot of smaller projects or a lot of people who want to preserve their language, they just automatically go and want to create a Wikipedia, which is not always a good idea, because if your language it doesn't have higher education, universities, textbooks, and everything else, it's more difficult to create a relevant Wikipedia. Wikisource would have really, really helped to have all those texts online, to have those texts preserved, being able to find, being able to be used, and maybe for people who are going online and not seeing anything in their language, they would feel, yeah, this is us, and we can do more now that we feel motivated because there is something of us out in the world, which we haven't seen before. But Wikisource would probably require some more work, because now, for example, Ukraine has a Crimean Tatar language, which struggles with its own Wikipedia, again, because of there is no higher education and all the terminology and everything. But if we can put the text online, that would be already a step up. But creating a Wikisource for every single text, like, is it going to be like Sumerian Wikisource, separate Wikisource for every single language that we can find text, might be not an idea. The thing is that at the moment, we are trying to figure out how we are growing. So I do not expect the Wikisource, just like Wikimedia Commons and everything else, is going to get more attention than before we have the strategy of how we are going to, what we are going to do with our product and technology platforms, how we are actually going to work with projects overall, like a strategy, like this is the direction that we are going into, that's what we are going to use our scarce resources on. So this is a known problem. I can tell you that, yeah, everybody knows, just like with IP blocking in Africa, but it's not going to get immediate answers, unfortunately.
Merci à tous et à toutes d'avoir été présents à cette réunion. Non, je suis désolé, il est maintenant 16h40, c'était 16h30. On a eu 10 minutes généreusement offertes par la présidente. Merci à elle. Donc voilà, merci à nos deux intervenants de leur présence, de leur réponse. Et merci à vous toutes et à tous d'être là.